It is now time for Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme as we say good evening to the host, Sluggy Don. Good evening, Slugs.
Good evening, good evening. We can start with a song from my brethren, Georgie. Welcome to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, everybody. It's Saturday. Feel me, 92.9 FM, the nation's number one station. It's the Independence Month. We're celebrating Barbadian art, Barbadian culture, and Barbadian everyday heroes, and Barbadian everyday heroes. So we're going to salute Georgie. We're going to take in this one, and then we're going to come back and ask him what was the motivation behind this tune.
Rihanna is truly Bajan to the bone. She recently returned back home and ate the most popular snow cone. One authentically homegrown. It surpassed gold and platinum. It was in every tabloid and news. On Twitter and IG, millions of views. Comments galore, can't ask for more. Rihanna had that Midas touch, and so she shows it very much.
Re, you are like gold. All that you sell gets sold. You got a touch of class, even with ice in your glass, in your glass, in your glass, even with ice in your glass.
Ice in the glass is no big task. Some condensed milk to flavor it, then two squirts of ginger syrup. That's all she need to make it work. Put a straw in it, put it on your lip and take a sip. The snow cone is now an online hit. He didn't even charge her a bloody cent, but that was his biggest moment.
Re, you are like gold. All that you sell gets sold. Re, you got a touch of class. Even with ice in your glass, in your glass, in your glass. Even with ice in your glass.
Billionaire beauty, a snow cone comes without a fee. Especially if you are a girl like Riri. She has the touch of elegance in every single performance. Her snow cone made the salesman a hit. I'm sure that he will benefit. His sales have no hit the roof. The long lines that I now see is proof.
Riri, you are like gold. All that you sell gets sold. Riri, you got a touch of class. Even with ice in your glass, in your glass, in your glass. Even with ice in your glass. Re, you are like gold. All that you sell gets sold. Re, you got a touch of glass. Even with ice in your glass, in your glass, in your glass. Even with ice in your glass. Re, you are like gold. All that you sell gets sold. Re, you got a touch of glass. Even with ice in your glass, in your glass, in your glass. Even with ice in your glass. Re, you are like gold. All that you sell gets sold. Re, you got a touch of glass. Even with ice in your glass, in your glass, in your glass. Even with ice in your glass. Re, you are like gold.
Ice in your glass by Georgie Sluggy.
Nice. Bigger yourself, Georgie. Salutes to you. No. I'm interested to hear what was the motivation behind this tune.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's in a spook rhythm, as you would know. People say that spook is dead in Barbados, eh? But I sort of try to resurrect it again, you know. But the thing about this song is that just about September, when there was the excessive lot of heat here in Barbados, you know, our songbird Rihanna was here with ASAP, and she had taken a snow cone from a guy's cart, and you know, it made tremendous rounds all across the world. You know, when Rihanna does things, it happens big on social media. So I went into writing a poem about the snow cone, and the snow cone that she had and that she enjoyed, the various flavors. She liked the ginger flavor and that sort of thing. So I put this thing in a poem that I wrote. And I had it, read it to Salt from another radio station in GNL. Also read it on CBC. And the announcers tend to like this poem that I wrote. And I decided that I would put a song to it, that I could put a rhythm to it or something. And I talked to my arranger, Ricky Brathwaite, about it. I tell Ricky, I got this poem here, man, and I just want to put a little rhythm to it, put a song to it, and we could do something. But I didn't have a rhythm as such. So Ricky told me to come to the studio. I went to the studio without a melody, just a poem, some new words on a piece of sheet, you know. And Ricky knocked around on his keyboard and knocked around on his studio and started putting some rhythm, and I began to put a rhythm to the rhythm that he had, and came up with this song and put it into the spoosh beat. So it came out just from that, you know, just from the Rihanna use of the snow cone, the lot of hits, and that sort of thing happened just so. And we got the song. And this is November month now, when we are into the whole season of local songs. A lot of spoosh music is being played now on radio. So I thought I would bring this to the public. Ice in your glass, because during the month of September, you know, we had some very hot days around here too. Everybody was complaining about the heat, 33 degrees and that sort of thing. And everybody was eating a lot of snow cones and it was excessively hot. So the song was fitting for that sort of time. And now it's the spoosh era. Now it's November Independence. We can also look at it as being, you know, totally Bajan. So that's where it came from, Sluggy.
Nice. How long did it take you to write a song like this?
Well, like I told you, it was in poetic form before I got the song. I just read the poem in a couple of minutes. But when I took it to him, then it was still in the poetic form, you know. And we get together, Ricky sat on the keyboard and just put a magical musical touch to it. And we did it in the studio in one evening, a couple of hours, one evening. And, you know, he brought in a friend of his to give us the spoosh beak on the guitar. And that was his song, Ice in Your Glass, you know. And I'll tell you this, though, Sluggy. You know, after we recorded and it was mixed and that sort of thing, I put it on Julian's promo on YouTube, you know. And lo and behold, they tell me they will have it done in about 3 days. They will have it up, running on 3 days on YouTube. But in a matter of maybe about 5 hours, Ricky got a call, a strange call. And he called me about the song. He told me, Georgie, man, you know, I got a call from somebody in India, you know, about this song. I said, Ricky, what? He said, yeah, a fellow from India, I don't know him or anything. So he called me about this song. I said, wait, so is it possible that Julian's promo put it on YouTube already? He said, it must be. And when I did go on 4 or 5 hours after, the song was on, you know, I guess it had a lot to do with Rihanna, and it was put on YouTube in a hurry, and hits, hundreds of hits in a couple of hours, you know. And this guy from India, he had given Ricky his number, and I call him. And he told me, yes, and we saw this song on YouTube and we want to really work with you on it. It's a very good tune and I have contacts here in India that can get this song done for you. But you would have to send a fee for me. And send this fee for me, I will get it done in India at the various platforms in India. And I found that a bit skeptical. So I didn't pursue the whole thing. But then the song continued to make a lot of runs on the social media, a lot of hits all the time. And you know, continue to make the hits. So that was it, you know.
Nice, Georgie. Man, listen, right, Georgie.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And as you know, I call the show Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme on purpose. I salute Bajan people all year on purpose. You know, because it's something that try to push, make people feel proud of the nation and celebrate and salute the heroes, and so that the youngsters coming up could see the movement and hear the movement and would want to be a part of something like this.
Yeah, And, you know, like I said to you earlier, my start conversation that we in Barbados talk about spoosh being dead, but I put the beat to it. And this is the same guy from India. He liked the rhythm that it has because he wasn't even familiar with the rhythm, but he said he likes it, you know. It's on YouTube. People go to YouTube, George Straker on YouTube, and you see the song there doing pretty well on the airwaves. So I don't know how far it will go, but we wait and see what happens with the song, you know. Ice in Your Glass by Georgie.
Yeah. Ice in Your Glass, saluting Riri. Big ups to my brethren, Georgie. You know, we're pushing is Independence Month. It's the month of November. If we don't celebrate nothing else, I think we should celebrate Barbados and celebrate independence the whole entire month and celebrate persons, you know, in the community doing positive things. So salutes to you, Georgie. All of you can take in the song one more time. We also got Stacey and Gabrielle on the inside, but I want Ronnie to hear a bit about their books and their stories. And really got Ronnie's very the game changer and is very educational as well. So they can talk to them about their series, their book series, and why they decided to do it and why they think it was important to bring a series and a book like this to the Barbadian culture. We can have a chat with me, maybe come back for listening to George's song with Stacey and Gabrielle. Got
Ice in the glass once again then, Slugs.
Yeah, man, give me a little more piece of George. We got to give George, we gave you play. If they never hear it, Georgie, they're hearing it today.
Ice in your glass.
Rihanna is truly Bajan to the bone. She recently returned back home and ate the most popular snow cone. One authentically homegrown. It surpassed gold and platinum. It was in every tabloid and news. On Twitter and IG, millions of views. Comments galore, can't ask for more. Rihanna had that Midas touch, and so she shows it very much.
Re, you are like gold. All that you sell gets sold. Re, you got a touch of class. Even with ice in your glass. In your glass, in your glass. Even with ice in your glass.
Glass is no big task. Some condensed milk to flavor it. Then two squirts of ginger syrup. That's all she need to make it work. Put a straw in it, put it on your lip and take a sip. The snow cone is now an online hit. He didn't even charge her a bloody cent. But that was his biggest moment.
Re, you are like gold. All that you sell gets sold. Re, you got a touch of class. Even with ice in your glass. In your glass, in your glass. Even with ice in your glass.
When you are a billionaire beauty, a snow cone comes without a fee. Especially if you are a girl like Riri. She has the touch of elegance in every single performance. Her snow cone made the salesman a hit. I'm sure that he will benefit. His sales have no hit the roof. The long lines that I now see is proof.
Riri, you are like gold. All that you sell gets sold. Riri, you got a touch of class. Even with ice in your glass. In your glass, in your glass. Even with ice in your glass. Re, you are like gold. All that you sell gets sold. Re, you got a touch of class. Even with ice in your glass. In your glass, in your glass. Even with ice in your glass. Re,
ice in your glass, man. Georgie, ice in your glass. Georgie.
Thank you, man.
That's no problem. Is anybody, I ain't running you yet. You can start for the conversation. We can play the song again at the end of the show. I ain't running you on. You ain't have to leave. I love you here, Stacey and Gabrielle.
Yeah.
A bit about them.
Yeah,
but I just want to tell you, keep the positive vibes going on. You know, support everything you do behind the scenes.
Sure, man.
And I just want to know, I appreciate you for that. I don't know if Randy know, but I'm more on occasion.
Yep.
Whoever is doing their thing, whatever is doing, you will drop off by Randy.
Oh yeah.
And he will bring up me. So I just want to tell you publicly, thank you very much for all the support. Because everybody's here, everybody's clap, everybody say yes, like you big up, but everybody doing support.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
I keep it cool. You know? Thanks a lot,
all things. Agreed. Agreed.
Blessings.
Israel. Salutes to you. Ollie, we have two special guests. I want you to tell Barbados a bit about our special guests. Let me have a convo with the two of them.
All right, here we go, Sluggy. Just waiting for my phone to open up. But you know, is with tech.
Not a problem. Salute Stacey and Gabrielle. I'm Barbados. Barbados, I just let them know it is team raisins. Conkeys must have been raisins. I want Barbados to know Conkeys must have been raisins. Who are you, Georgie? Like raisins, you Conkeys.
All right, Sluggy, let's go straight to it. Gabriel. Mm-hmm. And Stacey Welch are a married couple who combine their artistic talents to create the edutaining children's book series, Lily and Luca's Adventures, published by their Gabsy Productions Company, a business they created in 2020 during the pandemic. Gabsy Productions, which is a combination of their names, seeks to produce educational and entertaining literature for children. Gabriel is the illustrator and was born and raised in Brussels, Belgium. He holds an associate degree in applied visual arts from the Barbados Community College and a diploma in tourism management from the Barbados Institute of Management and Productivity. Stacey is Barbadian born and is an educator and author. She attended the University of the West Indies Cahill campus, where she obtained a Bachelor's of Arts degree in history with first class honors and a Master's of Arts degree in Cultural Studies. She also has a Diploma in Education from Erdiston Teachers Training College. The Lily and Luca's Adventures series is the story of two siblings' pursuit of new discovery and adventure in Barbados and across the Caribbean. Each book includes a stellar storyline and interactive activities which encourage children to read and discover new things while having fun. Children are able to identify with characters of the story and become part of the adventure by participating in many activities. Lily and Luca's Adventure at the Cave is the first book, and it illustrates the wonderful journey through Harrison's Cave, a unique tourist attraction and what many consider to be a natural wonder. It gives children the opportunity to enjoy the cave experience from beginning to end. Lily and Luca's Adventure in Bridgetown is the second book, and it illustrates many exciting things to see and do in the capital
nice,
city.
Nice, begin, go on, begin. Nice, begin. Ollie, we go to series one first. First, Ollie, bring in Gabrielle and Stacey. Good night. We can let her talk about book one first. I heard Ollie said book one, I believe, if you remember, is about the cave, and then the second series is Bridgetown. Let's talk about those two things first. First of all, welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Thank you so much for passing through, and great job on a brilliant work of art.
Good evening.
Thank you so much, Sluggy.
No problem. Peace. Now, why why a book of this nature? Why a book showcasing Barbados, you know, especially in today's world? Why did you decide reading is still the way to go and books is still the way to educate and showcase Barbados? Why is this aspect of art important to both of you? You let the ladies go first, and then Gabrielle, your answer after.
Absolutely.
Okay, so as an educator, I believe that there's so many skills that children can obtain when they read. When they read, when their physical books is very different to reading online or on a device. And the reason why we decided to create this edutaining book series is to empower and to educate children about Barbados, about Barbados's culture, about Barbados's heritage, and the wonderful things in Barbados. You know, it happened during a period where children were not getting out. It was COVID. We all were shut down, you know, and there are many places around Barbados that have significance of importance. And this is something that children need to know, you know, about their country. So we decided to do this series, First Cave, Bridgetown Island Tour, and a Caribbean Cruise, to educate and to make sure that the heritage of Barbados, the culture of Barbados, is not lost and it can be passed on from one generation to another.
Mm-hmm. Well, I couldn't.
So that was brilliant, Stacey.
Thank you.
That was brilliant, Stacey. You're going to be we keep you for the whole show. Go, Gabrielle.
I couldn't have said it any better. I mean, the way she said it, like, I didn't.
I tell you. No, Gabrielle, you're the illustrator of the team, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Right. So from your point of view, because I know Jasmine Stacey was brilliant, but from your point of view, how did you go about trying to depict our culture and our heritage and our history? How did you go about gathering your evidence and information to then paint your story visually? How was that process, and what was important to you while you were going through this process?
Well, basically, I wanted people to feel what I feel. Like, for example, I wanted people to feel the experience that I've had. So I tried to memorize the important or things that really marked me in the different places and various areas that I've been to, whether it was the cave or other places. And then I wanted to showcase that to people. I wanted them to relate to what I, you know, experienced and get that same experience and connect to what I was trying to portray. So
Stacey, mm-hmm. Go ahead, buddy, go ahead.
That was pretty much all. I've got to let Stacey take
over. No problem. My question I was asking to both of you, mm-hmm. all, anyone can answer. Mm-hmm. How did you decide which things you were putting, which things you were left for? Because there's so many things in Barbados to portray and educate about, and you know, obviously you only got so much time within a book. How did you guys decide on what we were put in the book and what we would leave out?
Okay. So basically, there was a lot of decisions to be made, you know, because we wanted to put much more in each book, but then we realized that, okay, we still want to be it for children, you know, so we want to give them information, but at the same time, we want them to be able to digest it, so we had to pick and choose. So we chose the ones that were more... that pretty much marked us the most. And I know we probably left out a few, but like, for example, in the cave, I don't know if you see in one page, I depicted the part where the lights were turned off and you only see the people's eyes. That was a really cool experience for me, you know. Then in Bridgetown, I don't know, a lot of people don't speak about it a lot, but the Pelican Craft Center, like the artisans, a lot of people don't know, for example, of Jamai Eiffel, Crystal Forms, you know, the guy that deals with the Barsilica crystal and does some amazing jewelries and sculptures and lamps and different things with that. A lot of people don't know about that. So we wanted to put that in our book as well. And, you know, people like in our fourth book, the latest one, which is not out yet, we put Debbie's Closet. She does bags with recycled materials, and that to me that was so impressive. And her bags are actually amazing. Like things like that, we really wanted people to know about these things. And then, like, you know, like the statue of Errol Barrow, you know, who brought us free education, you know, things like that. Like really things that we found important. And I'm pretty sure we couldn't put everything, but we tried to put as much as possible, you know. Well, we're going to probably have to make a bigger book next time.
It's true. And if I may add, touching on the Lily and Lucas adventure on an island tour, the places that we would have highlighted, illustrated in the book, those are the places that really and truly are very significant to Barbados in terms of, like, once again, the heritage, the history, and educational-wise. Basically, an island tour, there's so many places in Barbados, but an island tour can only be done in a few hours, you know, maximum. So we still have to stay to realism as much as possible. So we touch on places from the south to the north, from the west to the east, that are of significance and can bring a kind of interesting and importance to people, you know, to say, well, in Barbados, we are a country, we are a country that have so many things that people can enjoy. You know, we tend to want to hop on a plane and go to different places and experience, you know, things. But in Barbados, there are so many interesting spots, historical spots. There are places of interest. So that's what we touch on in our third book. So places like, for example, the Flower Forest, you know, places like Bathsheba, places like Earthworks Pottery, Whole Town Monument, very historical. So these are the places that we touch on in our third book.
And there's something you mentioned, Slogi, the other day, is that a lot of Bajans haven't visited Barbados or haven't really explored Barbados fully. So we also want to not just let visitors know about the things they can do in Barbados, but we also want to let locals, and especially children as well, know that there are things to do in Barbados and that it's a fun country and, you know, they can do things and experience things and learn things, you know. Yeah.
No, that is true. So many Barbadians haven't visited most of Barbados. Out of fact, but that's so for every country where people reside. So I think it's quite admirable of you to use this book to educate, but also show off Barbadian culture and heritage and history. But from hearing you explain this book, it sounds like something that's bigger than just for kids. I'm sure this will educate a lot of Barbadians. No, Stacey, being an educator and a creative yourself, why did you decide to make the book interactive? Mm-hmm. And how did you go about making it interactive, but making it still about the reading and the education? How do you manage to match and marry the two, making it fun, interactive, but also extremely educational? How did you go about marrying the two? And Gabriel can also answer after you.
Okay, well, I kind of know exactly what children like. I've been around a lot of children as an educator, and I know that children like fun stuff, you know. They can be, their attention span is not as, you know, long as adults. And when it comes to reading, if it's not a habit that they have developed from their parents or their siblings or other relatives, then it could be very difficult to keep them occupied and keep them focused on learning. So we wanted to make learning fun. And we made it fun by including interactive activities spread throughout the pages of the book. So we have activities such as crosswords, we have spelling bee, we have coloring, spot the difference. And I think that this was a great idea because a child can read a book and when it's all finished, they can put it down or they can probably skip to the end before they've actually gone through the book. But with our book, for you to actually take part in the fun activities, you have to make sure that you read the book. So by telling a story, we decided that it would be really fun and it would be wise to include these kind of activities to keep children's attention and keep them focused. And in doing so, they're able then to attain those kind of skills that are necessary, like comprehension skills, retention skills, you know, reading skills. So that is how I get to, well, we decided to marry both of them in terms of the reading as well as the activities to keep them engaged. You know, children love to be engaged. These are things that they love. Get ready, Ken. Your turn.
Right. So,
your turn to speak up.
Yeah, so, I mean, again, my wife speaks so brilliantly sometimes that I, to add something to that is a little bit difficult, but okay, yeah, to me.
Well, Gabrielle, where did your, it'd be interesting to hear from you, where did your journey start as an illustrator? Where did you gain your skills and knowledge from? And when this journey to illustrate and educate, where did this start for you?
Right. So as far as illustrations, I used to draw since I was a little kid. Like I used to draw all the time. I used to draw. And then, you know, I start to lose interest in drawing and, you know, and get distracted and do other things. And then eventually, you know, I started back drawing, you know, and that was during COVID when I didn't have a choice, and I was doing this graphic novel, nothing to do with Lillian Luca, like a very adult graphic novel drawn with the pen that you used to write with. And you know, my wife one day she just said to me, you know, you remember that idea that you had about doing this book for attractions in Barbados to advertise them and what's not, and specifically the one about the cave. And I like, yeah, but I kind of lost interest in that now. So she told me, well, what if we did it now and we included some characters and so on? And I was like, okay, well, if you direct it, I'll do it. So just tell me what to draw. And so she turned the idea that I had and made it better. Like, No, with the activities and so on, it's so engaging. So I'm so glad that she's in my life, to be honest with you. But as far as drawing, drawing is not always easy, because sometimes when I draw something and my wife doesn't always agree with what I draw, so it sometimes it can create some conflict. So we have creative conflict.
Creative conflict.
Yeah. creative conflict. Yeah. Said, I love that one.
Me too.
Creative,
me too.
Creative conflict. Put it so nicely. I love it. No, Stacey, were you always interested in both being an educator and a creative? Were did both always exist in your mind?
Yes, I write. Poems. I used to write poems. I used to be involved in a lot of drama. But let's say drama. I used to be part of different dramatic productions in Barbados. Actually, I was part of...
From school.
Who is that in the background?
Don't hate it.
Who is that in the background?
So, Randy, you know of her as an...
She went to the end. You just keep it quiet. She knew that from school. She was brilliant academically and brilliant creatively.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
Yeah. She went to Convomerto?
Yes, please. Well, she went to foundation then, first.
No, I went to Courjean Paris first, and then Courjean Paris, and then Convomerto. So yes, yeah. I did. I was in Pampalam, Laugh It Off, Mad Entertainment. Yes, so. Yes, I was always talented. So this is something nice. That was in me. So I'm happy now that I can bring it from stage to page, you know. And yes. Yeah, I'm very happy that I can do that. I'm happy that there's a talent there and I have a love for it. I love it.
Yes, and of course, you know, always got a platform as far as they're concerned, but because I believe that there's a space for persons who entertain, you know, but also seek to educate.
Yes.
Because, you know, we have to have both. I like bashment too, you know what I mean? I like the ruining too sometimes. You know, just being honest, but But I'm also educated as well. You know, like, thanks to my brethren, Ron Eastman, who pushed me all the time. And then it wasn't my thing. But just true because of him studying, you know, I say, and just keep studying too. So that's why it benefited myself. But then being in the field, I see the need for both, because you were speaking online 5.3, Stacey, about how art helps to make educating persons in the whole. I was saying children, but you were telling me persons in the whole, art can help anyone to learn and gain knowledge.
Yes, easily. I remember that, yes.
Quite easily, right? So I'm going to give you the time now. Mm-hmm. And Brandy could join this conversation after her as well. Mm-hmm. Why the arts helps to make it so easy to acquire knowledge? Because you realize, it matter if it's music, it could be music, it could be drama, it could be dance. You know what I mean? Just make it so easy to gain knowledge when you include the arts. So Stacey, why is it so easy for the arts to educate persons on the whole? And then Randy Eastman, I want to hear from you. Are these ways to implement it properly? Are the ways we are using it now, you, myself, Stacey, are these the ways to implement it properly? Mm-hmm. Stacey, you first.
Okay, well, art is very, it's different, it's unique, it's special, and it has this, what can I say? It has this way of engaging people and allowing persons to be themselves and to express what talents they have. And when you view art in many forms, because you know art, it could be drama, or it could be visual, or it could be dance, it can be music. And in that way, is bringing something to people that is not boring, and it's livelihood. It's all around us. So I find that by educating the Barbadian public, educating international people through our books, which is visual, giving them knowledge, and allowing them to appreciate and to not just read, but to also see, to be visualized, to visualize whatever it is that we are trying to illustrate. And I think that's very important, and it keeps the reader's attention, basically.
Yeah. No, you are correct. And seeing it, when the proof ocular, you find to accept it more. You know what I mean? So that's true. Randy, these ways that we are using it, are these the ways we should be employing more when seeking to educate or just pass on knowledge?
I mean, in terms of the use of art?
Use of the various arts and not just seeking to do it through music only. Because, you know, I can do best the music and I can admit that. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, arts on a whole, because they don't stand in a silo. None of the disciplines within the art stand within a silo. When you're creating visual, I think the visual person, Gabrielle, can probably speak to this, is also thinking what mood would be set here and what audio would sync to this visual that I am creating here. So arts on a whole speak to the whole emotional self as a human being. It allows persons to have that, the affectionate domain. Because in learning, you look at the five domains of learning, and the affection domain is one. How you feel about something, how does something affect you? So creating art is one set of stimulus in terms of your personal stimulus or stimuli, where you think about how other people will be affected, you think about your perspective, and then the person who's receiving the art, they will then be affected in particular domains, cognitive domain and the affectionate domain, in terms of what they know from the cognitive and then what they feel in the affectionate domain. So 10 persons looking at the same piece of art, and I don't mean visual art, I mean art period, or observing art, will have completely different perspectives. So it's always important to use this within education so you can stimulate the various domains of learning.
Well, nice, brilliant. So Gabrielle, when you're creating your art, and we're speaking about the illustrations this time. Right. What thoughts are in your head? Are you picturing how this might sound if a person looking at it and reading how it might sound to them? Are you picturing what sounds person might associate with what they are seeing? Are all of these things in your head while creating these pieces?
Actually, yeah, I have a very three-dimensional brain. Like I see and feel what I draw. So it's definitely. So when you say
interesting.
Yes. So like for example, for me, when I draw, right, and a lot of people don't know this, but I draw first and then my wife writes. So, and she finds some ways to put words to what I draw and to make it work, right? And but yeah, like in terms of song or in terms of what I see, like a lot of times, and there's a few drawings that I have to look at a model to you know, to get inspiration. But then a lot of drawings, especially my first book, the cave one, it was strictly out of memory, right? So like it was not me looking at what was available. It was mostly me from my memory. So yeah, definitely I function that way as well. Like I can hear little drips of water, you know, I can see when the lights turn off, I can see the formations, I can remember the tram, I can remember the wild cave tours when, you know, you used to have to put on elbow pads, knee pads, helmets, lights and gloves and that kind of thing. Yeah, so it's, I remember all that and then I put it on paper, you know, and yeah.
No, nice, I love it, Stacey. Yeah. I absolutely love it. Arts. Then I know best Barbados. Sorry, I know you're biased. But the arts truly is very rarely speak about the different methods and modes the arts use and the emotions the art pulls on you. When you are looking at the drawings, Stacey, and then writing to them, especially in terms of Lily and
Lucas.
Lily and Lucas' adventure. Especially when it comes to them, were you already hearing and seeing what you want to write when you saw the visuals, and did certain visuals send you into certain emotions when you were creating?
Well, definitely looking at the viewing the visuals, immediately I knew what I wanted to say. I mean, I wanted to say so much, but obviously it's a book and you don't want to make it too much for the children. You want it as basic as possible, you know. But yeah, seeing Gabriel's drawings immediately helped me to just write. It came really easy, really easy. In terms of
nice.
Yeah.
No, I love it. Ollie, I want to pull up Corey two songs first and begin taking some songs and pay some bills. But I also saw you writing about the Caribbean, which I think is extremely important, yes. which means you're expanding the brand. When we come back, we're going to talk about that.
So you want the two Corey World songs first, right?
Yes.
It's confirmed.
Yes, 434. 434-1790. I want to hear from anyone who don't like raisins in their conkeys. Anybody out there in Barbados who does not like raisins in their conkeys, calling.
An urgent warning tonight about a phone scam that has claimed.
You can't believe everything you hear.
Criminals. So far, they've collected billions.
Well, this is the original Conky General. I understand the Barbados Conky Police looking for me. Well, I'm hard to find. Let me talk to them.
You don't got to look for me, I just turn up. Like how the CIA does just turn up. The truth got to speak, so I ain't turn up. And in your presence, reasons get on up. Send me your address, I ain't turn up. Send me the location, let me turn up. Like how the court's bailiff does just turn up. And in your presence, reasons get on up. When I turn up alone, armed with salt and slug it. Aliyah got a rocking boats, but the Conky General does roll it. On the battlefield, I'm a gunner. Top of the table with Arsenal in hand. We put 3 in Liverpool, 5 in Nottingham. Today, 1 in Eastman. You don't got to look for me, I just turn up. Like how the CIA does just turn up. The truth got to speak, so I ain't turn up. And in your presence, reasons get on up. Send me your address, I ain't turn up. Send me the location, let me turn up. Like how the court's bailiff does just turn up. And in your presence, reasons get on up. When I turn up, I turn up alone, armed with salt and slug it. A league that rocking boats, but the conky general does row it. On the battlefield, I'm a gunner. Top of the table with Arsenal in hand. We put 3 in Liverpool, 5 in Nottingham. Today, 1 in East man. You don't gotta look for me, I just turn up. Like how DCIA does just turn up. The truth gotta speak, so I ain't turn up. And in your presence, reasons get on up. Send me your address, I ain't turn up. Send me the location, let me turn up. Like how the court's bailiff does just turn up. And in your presence, reasons get on up. Well, it's the original Conky General.
Sluggy Dan, back to you with your caller on the line.
Yes, please.
Sorry. Good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. We have Lily and Lucas Adventure Creatives in the building, Stacy and Gabrielle. And we have my management, Mr. Randy Eastman, also on. Let's hear it from you.
Mom, you might have to turn on your radio because we're getting a lot of feedback.
Okay.
Turn it off. Don't turn it off. Turn off the radio. Don't turn it down.
Yes, it's from the calling. Who don't like raisins in his conky? Well, I don't like raisins.
Yes, hold on a second. You hold on a second. I didn't give you no call. You calling here. You voice on Red Punk. Say, you ready to fight with me, but you hold on.
No,
you wait. You wait. Coming to you. Hold on. 434-1790. If you love raisins also, you can call in. Talk to me. Where are you calling from?
St. Philip,
calling, man. St. Philip, people don't like raisins. That you telling me?
I do not like raisins in my conkies.
Just a plain conkey, no raisins, nothing?
Without any raisins, yes. I like them so. And I put conkey in my, I don't put raisins in my conkies.
Do you want them if it comes for a conky, but you can't get a raisin in it, number one?
No, it cannot.
You make conkeys for anybody?
For myself.
Oh, okay. I know the boss eating the conky, but raisins, you can't make it for nobody else. You're laughing. Randy, she laughing, talk, she making conkeys. You know the boss eating. The boss eat it then?
Yeah,
everybody don't sell conkeys. I tell you. Everybody do.
It's true.
But the majority of persons do.
Okay.
Call it from St. Philip. Give us the first name.
Rosalind.
What's your first name?
Rosalind.
Big up, Rosalind. You know what I say, Rosalind? Cadre, tell you already say your name already. Your full name is the... You hold a baroness. Know who it is. Say your full name. She don't like raisins. Is her... So was it always like this for you from a child? You never like raisins?
No, I don't like... My mother doesn't do them. You know, in the old time, there's been nothing of conkeys. It's 5th of November.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
So all the neighborhood met conkeys, and they were sharing with everybody, whether they're met or not. Everybody would share. That ain't got
Love it.
Starlight. Boom.
Uh-huh.
Right. Uh-huh. Starlight. Boom. Jumping chicken. All the things in this half, 5th of November. I mean, outside and dry burning.
Tell me them again, Starlight. Give me them again, Starlight. Give me the things.
Jumping chicken, it doesn't, your burnt tires and everything. And boom.
They love it, man. Barbadian culture. That things are sweet, now.
You're right. That things are good. But no, you don't enjoy it no more. I haven't done a soda no more. Everything gone completely.
Oh Lord. The God from listening to you, Dane, listening to her, Stacy, that means it seems to be going to take back culture to the communities. If people saying that so don't happen no more, that this isn't a good thing. We're hearing people saying that nothing so don't happen no more. We shouldn't be hearing anything of that. That's what we'll be doing is so important. We gotta help spread the culture to the young ones. Stacey and Gary, you see how everything be connected. How is it be important to teach children about Barbadian culture and heritage and history and how turn on their mics, Ollie, and how important, and you see, Stacey, how important it is for we to employ these different methods of teaching the Barbadian history. Yes. Listen to what she's saying.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It don't happen anymore. But don't worry, we're going to seek to bring it back. And I want to thank you a million for calling in and enjoy your call. It's nothing, Mrs. Codrington from St. Philip. bigger everybody in St. Philip. Bigger everybody in St. Philip. Locked on. Thanks for calling in, man. We love you to all love on the callers. Come, Keith. Yes. Conkeys with or without reasons. 434-1790. The first caller broke my heart, but I still love she. Conkeys with or without reasons. Ollie, give me the next score, Richon.
Well, it's the original Conky General. When I don't know you don't trouble nobody. But if you trouble me. Why you hear Ram's a holy? But let me ask for something. Would I ever see a bald head cowboy before? I realize these three blind mice getting on roadie. Wanna run it for help? Run for help, the shoulder, run for cover. Run to the church, run to the altar. Seek God forgiveness and repent after. Look how three blind mice get a ram slaughter. Then run for help, the shoulder, run for cover. Run to the church, run to the altar. Seek God forgiveness and repent after. Look how three blind mice get a ram slaughter. Blind might find themselves in a jungle jam. Couldn't find a lion, so they get a yellow ram. He's a big one, he got fans of plenty. But when the heat turn up, he don't touch AC. Anansi, please get ready for all those who put in raisins in conkeys. Anansi, them behavior so gross, 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 gross. The original conky general don't trouble nobody, you know. But imagine it's three of them against my one. And them run and gone for help.
Run for help, the shoulder, run for cover. Run to the church, run to the altar. Seek God forgiveness and repent after. Look how three blind mice get a ram slaughter. Then run for help, the shoulder, run for cover. Run to the church, run to the altar. Seek God forgiveness and repent after. Look how three blind mice get a ram slaughter. The general spy the sense start to tingle. Ram watch with whom you mix and you mingle. If you make up your bed, you gotta lie in it. Get trapped in eye web, you can't deal with it. Come in the church and get your deliverance. Receive salvation, receive the sacraments. It's a wife that you want by your side. Down the road, run for help, the shoulder, run for cover. Run to the church, run to the altar. Seek God forgiveness and repent after. Look how three blind mice get a ram slaughter. Then run for help, the shoulder, run for cover. Run to the church, run to the altar. Seek God forgiveness and repent after. Look how three blind mice get a ram slaughter. Three blind mice find themselves in a jungle jam. Couldn't find a lion, so they get a yellow ram. He's a big one, he got fans of plenty. But when the heat turn up, he don't touch AC. Anansi, please get ready for all those who put in raisins in conkeys. Anansi, them behavior so gross, 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 gross.
This one called Mr. Corey Worrell, hate raisins. And he got up on an all-out attack for everyone that love raisins in their conkeys. First caller from St. Philip. Saying she don't like raisins either. Barbados wanna break my heart this lovely Saturday. Broke my heart. I hear Ollie was saying something. Coming soft.
No, Slugs, I'm here listening to you, my brother.
Well, shout out. Ollie, you eat conkeys?
I don't eat raisins, Sluggy. Period.
Play Peter Ram song. Play Peter Ram song. Peter Ram song for you. Play Peter Ram song.
Big up John Ruiz, Sluggy Dan, and Randy Eastman, the Conky Policeman. Hold it. I rep representing conky with raisins. Somebody can get washed off like water from out a basin, or get plastered with mortar like it's a real mason. Let me put on my shoe and my lace and look. Well, I get it straight to the facts. Conky with the raisins is cornmeal pack. You can't feed a real Bajan that Mr. Strudumpin. You talking crap. Randy Sluggy John specialized in conky, and he eating banana leaf like the green monkey. Who you mean? Donkey Corey. That's the same fella that was up in the tyrant tree. Stay out of the conky war, you crossing the line. Stay in church and try to turn water into wine. He's a good fella, be treating your kind. Try a conky with raisins and everything would be fine. Randy John and Sluggy, go done in this time, but make sure that this one play about conky nine times.
Barbados, when I hear that, Barbados, conkeys without raisins is cornmeal pop. Let me take a call first before we speak to Stacey and Gabrielle and then drop this remix with the General. Good evening. Welcome to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. We have Stacey and Gabrielle, Lily and Lucas Adventures. Got my management, Mr. Ron Eastman from Quantum Productions. This is your boy, Uncle Sluggy. Talk to me.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm awesome. Why don't you call me if you're good?
Yes. I don't eat raisin and conky. I don't even eat great cake. Because you know great cake is met with a lot of fruits. I don't eat none of them kind of fruits. So, Frank, tell me, small.
But you don't eat great cake either, but you don't eat raisins and you conky, Snyder?
No. I met some here. And I met some of the raisins for my grandchildren and met
good grandchildren. Tell the grandchildren, oh, you said great job.
Do my one, and I know which did my one when I ready did to take them out.
Where are you calling from?
St. Andrew.
Oh my God, St. Andrew and St. Philip tonight. St. Andrew and St. Philip tonight. Now tell me what was your favorite thing about independence and the way we celebrated back then?
I like independence. And we got on a big thing down here, independent there.
Oh yeah, I'll be there for sure. So you're talking about St. Andrew Carnival. St. Andrew Carnival is on November 30th. Starting at Morgan Lewis Main Mill.
Yes.
Oh yeah, so wait. Mommy, you going to St. Andrew Carnival?
All I do is go sit there and watch them.
Well, yeah. Well, they're nothing with that. As long as you get out of the house and get to watch and enjoy. I absolutely love that. But I glad you're locked on. I'm actually happy that you're locked on and listening. I want you to keep it locked on right here to VLB 92.9 FM. And thanks for listening to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks a million, Ollie, for patching, for handling the boards. Barbara, this is a love winner. Thanks for calling in, keeping the phone lines busy. Okay, Stacey, before we drop this bomb, please tell us more about Lily and Luca's adventures, and then let us know the plans that you and Gabrielle have for the future.
I'm going to speak about a list of places in case Barbadians want to know where they can get these wonderful books from. They have Cloister bookstores, all locations. University Bookshop, Novelties, which is in Coconut Walk in Christchurch, Ryan's Happy Place in Porter St. James, Nafia Creations, number 7, Pelican Craft Center. The books are also available at the Barbados Museum's gift shop, Gallery of Caribbean Art, Spikestown, Barbados with Lime in Lime Grove, Harson's Cave Eco Adventure Park, Farrah Florist Botanical Garden, Nola Kajay Boutique in Mango Bay Hotel, West Trends in Royal Fairmont Pavilion Hotel. They're also there in Coconut Court. And they are all locations of Best of Barbados. So that is where you can find our books, Barbadians, this is where you can go. This is where you can go and you can get your copies of Lily and Luca's Adventures.
Okay.
Love it, love it, love it. Lily and Luca's Adventures. Let these sort of the IG page.
Yes, our IG page is Lily underscore Luca underscore Adventures.
Nice. I love it. I love it. Stacey and Gabrielle, thanks. Thanks so much. Of course, you know, we're going to have much, much more conversations. And, you know, like I told you, and I will keep saying on all the stations later on that this book is something that should be in every single primary school, every community. And these are the things we need if we want to build by our nation and get our children feeling prideful in being a Barbadian. You know, if you feel prideful in your country, you're going to be both. You're going to be about peace. Nobody that feel prideful of a nation, they can want to see to destroy the nation with violence. You know what I mean? So these things has got, I know you know, Stacey, because you're educated. I know you know the far reaching effects, but the average person might just think that, you know, it's only a book, right? But this thing is so much more than just a book. So I want to get your final words before we play this song.
Right. So to me, there's something that you said about arts, and I think Randy's also touched on this. I want to add to that art is omnipresent, and that is a definite tool to reach people and to unite them. So art is omnipresent, and you also asked just now what plans do we have. So for Gapsy Productions, well we plan to continue to build material surrounding Lily and Luca, but this time we may take it all off the organized path and in the world, right? And also we plan to continue the other projects that we have, such as the graphic novels and what's not. And who knows, one of these days we may animate these things as well. So there's many projects for Gapsy Productions and Lily Luca's Adventures and so on. So
No, you guys, don't move just yet. Biggest to everyone calling in. Stacey, we're supposed to finish at 7:30. Obviously it's past 7:30, and Ollie just let me know we got a couple more minutes. That's when you know you're having a good show and the people are enjoying it. So Barbie, this is 11. We can take another call of Randy. So Randy, don't move either, because you'll come back and tell us about working with who is on this remix. Good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme Team Reasons or Not.
Good night to Mr. Arbor, and good night to Saggy Rance. Hi, my name is Beverly. And you guys, don't you have an app for us, Stacey and Gabrielle out?
Yes, please. It's Stacey and Gabrielle out.
Yes. Yes, please. We have, I'm not going to say I'm a young believer, and I know you, and you know me, too. You will know this voice, actually. You will know this voice. I just want to tell you guys, I say all support for me and my husband, my grandson, my son. I just love you guys. I just want to give you all a 1,099% all love as well. I know probably all guys don't see me, but I was there, so I probably have some business to take off, but all this. I love you guys. Always pray for you guys. Always remember you love. I say love to all the blessings to mother. Everyone, I'm not going to call the name. Everyone, this is Beverly. So to your blessings.
Thank
your
you so much.
Thanks, Beverly, Beb,
Beverly,
thanks, Beb.
Beverly, Beverly, you there?
Yes, please.
Guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Hold on, Beverly. Guess what? We all love you too. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. All right, well, good night.
Good night.
Have a good night. Blessings.
Bye, Beverly.
Dad.
Love you, Beverly.
Love you too, Sarah. Love you.
Bye, Beverly. You know, I love you to all, Beverly. You know, I ain't ever a question. I love you for all. And that ain't gonna change. Big ups to you. We're going to 7:45. No, Randy, before we end with this bomb. Let me take in the song first, because I am telling people who the person is we got on this remix. Ollie.
Quantum Production.
Check, reason check.
No reason.
You're drinking rubbing alcohol.
Oh, you put in that banana leaf and rap. Boy, you're wrapping up cornmeal pie. Hey. You said doing all this and you said doing all that. Well, go long with your cornmeal pie.
You must be dreaming. It's like fried chicken without seasoning, yeah.
No reason.
Conky, it's like orange tea, really bleeding, yeah.
was a dreaming, boy. No, we don't like cold soup.
Cold soup.
When you see a real conky salute,
you pass on us.
A real conky has in race sense. It's just a shame to degrade them. With some crap and leaf that brown down. That don't sing another
you
song.
You must be dreaming.
It's like fried chicken without seasoning, yeah.
To the general Stacy, who was that from the beginning?
Edwin Yearwood.
Ah, bang, 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 man. The GOAT, the greatest of all time, Randy. Randy, what it was like recording this with Edwin?
Boy, all I can say is magic. For Barbadian Public, Sluggy wrote this song. And I asked Edwin if he'd be willing to come. He said, well, for sure, you know, he like anything like this. I think it's a good movement. And what are you guys doing? Out of love and friendship. And he came into the studio. He started playing. So he played the demo that Sluggy wrote down so he could hear what was going on.
Not picking up Randy at all, Sluggy.
So Edwin's like, all right, I'm ready. The guy walked into the booth, I replicated his guard, this is so dark.
You was breaking up. Try again, Randy. You were breaking
you
up.
You can hear me now?
Much better.
Yeah.
You can hear me now? Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I was saying, yeah, Sluggy wrote this song and we called Edwin in to be a part of it.
Be willing to do that. You know, and he obliged, of course. And Sluggy did a demo of the song, so when Eric came to the studio, played the song for him. And after listening to it for one take, sent him the lyrics, went into the booth, and replicated Sluggy's vocals to a T. And I was there, like, this guy is so talented. This was the third time I actually had the opportunity to record Edwin over my career as a music producer. And as always, he is exact live as he is in the studio. It was an amazing experience, honestly. And Sluggy wrote a fantastic song. We gave kudos to Sluggy for that as well. And that's how we brought it together.
Salute, on a real, Randy, salute to people like Edwin and Peter Ram. You know, ain't a question of their status. Is there anything or Edwin or Ram have to ever do or prove from here on to the end of their careers? Them already proved that they are absolute legends. It's not. There's no debate that Peter Ram and Edwin are absolute legends.
And Ram was the same thing too. Ram literally walked in the studio, walked in the booth, and I mean freestyle his part. And I must say, he has more to come, but that'll be dealt with next week. So I ain't gonna let too much on the bike. So Corey World.
Mr. Corey World, bigger itself is enough love. What I like about this, Randy, is that it highlighting something that is Beijing. Of course, you know, it's a dish that we adopted from Africa to make to make it our own, obviously, after being here for so much years. And over the period of time, you know, we got what we know now as the Conky.
Yeah.
People had raisins in it. And Bajans come to traditionally love the raisins in it, but not many more things.
Sluggy, I got to let you know, time is running out rapidly. So I'm going to ask you to wrap up and also get some information from your guests as to how we can get those books once again.
Let us know how you get the books, Stacey. Again, let us know everywhere you can find the books again.
So we have Cloister Bookstores, UE Bookshop, Novelties, Coconut Walk in Christchurch, Ryan's Happy Place, Porter St. James, Nafia Creations, number 7, Pelican Craft Center, the Barbados Museums Gift Shop, Gallery of Caribbean Arts, Pipestone, Barbados with Love, Lime Grove, Harson's Cave, Equal Adventure Park, Flower Forest Botanical Garden, Nola Kajay Boutique, Mango Bay Hotel, West Trends, Royal Fairmont Pavilion Hotel, Coconut Court Beach Hotel, and the best of Barbados gift shops, all locations.
Bang, Dad, we're talking about Ollie. Thank you very much, Randy, Bigger Itself, Stacey, and Gabrielle, and Ollie. People want to hear the Edwin song again, so we end in with Edwin song. Call and request, peoples. Bigger Itself, Corey.
Big up, big up, big up. Big
thanks, Lucky, and thanks, Randy.
More to come from Peter Ramlett. More to come from Peter Ramlett.